Good evening. Welcome to the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. My name is John. The other guy is Max. And this is show number 176. Today is Remembrance Day, where we remember our fallen soldiers, sailors, airmen, civilians who lost their lives in conflicts. And even now, we remember those servicemen who are not necessarily categorized as military, be those the police service or the fire service or the Coast Guard. So I think we've all taken our 2 minutes to reflect and remember today. Max is just going to remind us all who we are and what we talk about, and we are going to talk about remembrance today. And I've got quite a poignant story of what came up for myself being an ex-serviceman, and it's probably not what you would first come up with if you were asked to guess. So, Max, I'll hand it over to you, my friend.
Who we are not, John, is the six-pack ab guys in 3 minutes or less a day. We are, however, the long-haul guys. We are Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It is a mix of the mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge. In the end, people, it's the mind, the body, and the soul trifecta. And every day, at its simplest form, we try to go from negative to positive. We are better every day than we were the day before. And hopefully you're down with that journey with us. Now, today is Remembrance Day. We could get into the astrology of it. We could get into the numerology of it, 11-11, all these great numbers, all these great sacrifices people have done. In general, you know, we talked about the fires yesterday. I mean, I know a lot of the time we think about war, which is, you know, for me, that's just a tough one to even think, where we send our young out to fight these wars. You know, however we feel about those things, we are here to remember those fallen. It doesn't matter whether they were soldiers, policemen, firefighters, like going down in California, as we talked yesterday, John, but we are just here to remember anyone who's put themselves out there. And I know John's, again, we talked a little bit about numerology just now. I touched upon everything that's going on in the universe. We know there's a shift in this planet. We know it. Those who are somewhat awake, we know there's a shift coming. And by shift, we also mean shit's hitting the fan for sure. We're all dealing with our inner demons. And we know peace will prevail. We know enlightenment will prevail. So John, give us some of your deep thoughts.
Okay, I can't promise that this will be a particularly quick story, but today I went to parade down on the promenade, just you know, half a mile down the road, and I wore my beret, not this beautiful baseball cap, but my green beret, which is just the reason I joined the army, was to do the commando course and to get this beret. And it's the thing I'm probably most proud of out of my whole military service, but year on year I've not worn it. For just wanting to keep my head down. But I wore it today, and I don't know why I wore it, but I wore it with pride, and a number of people thanked me for my service, and it meant a lot, because there were times in the UK when the servicemen were looked down upon, and not necessarily the pride and joy that we look at them now for the tough job. But standing there listening to the words and just looking around, it made me, and I'm surrounded mostly by civilians, people who have not served, or maybe somebody's got loose connections, maybe that be a grandfather or an uncle or something. But I thought about the sacrifices close to home, and this became more when I got home and I sat down with a cup of tea, and I thought about my own childhood, really, and the sacrifices that my mum made. And you know, that it's never had any recognition, but it's really, really significant in how I've turned out now. And the fact that, let's try to put these words. So in short, when I was one, my sister was two, my mum and dad split up, and mum was, I don't know the whys and the wherefores and the timescales, but mum was sharing with a man or another man. And dad was off with somebody else, and mum was in an abusive relationship, and she was getting knocked about by this guy, and she gave myself and my sister to dad, and I didn't really know this until not very long ago at all. And the sense of a, can you imagine a mother with two young children, the sense of abandonment of those children and what it would do, and the fact that she's lived with that her whole life and never having spoken about it. And then she got us back and we moved to the Isle of Man and not Australia. We were going to Australia. And then when I was 14, I got sent away to military boarding school again at 14. And add that in to the scenario where a woman's just lost her husband, or even, you know, even your separated husband. So the kids have got no dad. You move to a new country with nothing, with two bags and two kids, and that's it. And I'd not really considered how much suffering and sacrifice that mum went through to bring up my sister and I well. And it kind of really, really kind of hit home that, you know, mum's been, she's, you know, not been well for years, and she's, you know, had various issues and there's various medications. And if she listens to this, then I'd love to have a chat with about it with your mum. And
love you, mum.
I'm probably not brave enough to do that, you know, today, but it'll happen. But I just reflected on the utter sacrifice, and that there's so many unresolved issues that she carries around in this big, vast greyness, because it's easier than talking about this stuff. But as Max and I have discovered this week, the releases that we get and the elevation in your own sense of purpose and sense of well-being by sort of letting these things go. But that's just what remembrance was to me today. And I thought about obviously all the servicemen, but then all of the family members that supported those servicemen, and, you know, and the tough times that many, many people have when they leave the service, and people don't understand where these men have been and what they've seen, and the destroyed families because of it. And that's where my thoughts were today, not necessarily with the actual military operations out there. So not sure if Max has got anything to add to that, but I suppose my point is, it's not all guns and ammo that it comes to loss. It's much simpler than that at times as well. So Max.
You know, I will agree with you 100% there, John. You know, the military operations is, you know, again, that's political. I don't want to get into that side of it. But, you know, in this bubble wrap world, this helicopter world we live in now with parents and whatnot, when I think about some of the stories I've heard from some of the older generations of, you know, World War One vets and what they went through at those young ages, and like you're talking about your mom and we could talk about anybody's family, you know, were those traumas ever healed?
Yeah.
Like, really? You know, and we wonder why as we age, we put on weight, we get this disease, why our face looks, you know, 90 instead of 50, all these things. It's probably because we keep sweeping things under the rug, right, John? And that's one of the things we try to aim here at Ignite Your Purpose. We just want to bring some of these things to light. Not everybody needs to talk about them on air, but like John said, if you can reflect back, and currently right now, I know I keep saying this, but there are things that are going to be coming up for each and every one of us. Bring those things to light. Don't keep sweeping them under the rug, because it's time to elevate people. It's time to evolve. It's time to take it to the next level for all of us, and remembering and shining light on some of those things instead of kind of continuing to push them down and bury them is how we evolve.
I saw an advert on, I think it was on Spotify today, and it was there was two guys at a pool table, and one says to the other, are you okay, mate? And the guy goes, yeah, I'm fine. And he says, are you sure? And the guy goes, no, I'm not really, because so often we keep this stuff bottled up, and then we really live these events in our head, and we think about it, and it creates an emotion, and it creates chemicals which makes us think about it again, and it's this freaking this hamster wheel we go through, and we just keep repeating over and over and over again the same thoughts and emotions that causes stress inside the body, that causes inflammation inside of the body, that then enables us to lose our health, to gain this weight. And I know it's not simple to say, think happy thoughts, but Every time you have a negative thought or you think something bad, can you within 30 seconds come up with two, three positive things to be grateful for? I got out of bed this morning and I might not be super healthy, but at least I can walk to work. I've got a job. I've got a roof over my head. And I went through a phase and I was quite depressed. And it took me to say one day, I'm going to have an awesome day today. And I smiled in the van and I must have looked stupid. And I just made myself smile all day and it makes you feel better. And I'd go on these walks and I'd say, right, what am I grateful for? Well, I'm grateful for my vision. I'm grateful that I've got my hearing. I'm grateful that I can see these trees, that I can see this. And each time I went for a walk, I'd try and add one more thing to the list, because there was so much that we just take for granted. The lights, the running water, even the oxygen we breathe. So if that's one takeaway, it's just to not bottle these things up. Talk about it to somebody, even if they don't say a word and they just give you a hug at the end of it. It's just uplifting. And it's those simple little positive moments that will make a massive shift in where you are, not bottling things up. So I think that's all I've got to say today. Thanks for listening to me ramble. Max, for once, is quiet, but he's still got an opportunity yet to finish off. So
it's just...
I'll see you next time, Max.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, John. And to all the people listening, on audio and all the devices, it is now proven through quantum physics, through quantum mechanics. The ancients knew this 10,000 plus years ago, but our thoughts do matter. So when this stuff comes up, like John said, man, try and flip that. I know we're all talking about Remembrance Day and remembering, but we're trying to go a little deeper on that fact of just, whatever's coming up for you guys, it's meant to be, and it's a learning curve for us all to grow. So yeah. Let's talk peace. Let's think more positivity, and let's try and end that system of sending young men to fight wars that are probably not needed to be fought.
Absolutely. Max, I'm going to say one more thing for those out there who are, they're at that stage where they want to dive into the rabbit hole a little bit deeper and to learn a little bit more about how our mind works, how it connects to the body, quantum mechanics, quantum physics. It's not physics, it's just quantum theory. There's a really, really deep book called Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I'd say get the audio book. So then you can rewind it and listen over and over again. Chapter one's a bit deep. It's a personal story, but it's enlightening at the end. But chapter two delves into how our mind works, how it connects to the body, and how we live in this continual repetition of yesterday. We're just continually living our past. We just become so automatic and autonomous that we just live the same thing over and over and over again. And it talks about how we can reprogram our behavior to become more conscious, to become more involved in our lives, to expect the unexpected or to look for the unexpected rather than just the comfortable. So I'll put a link in the show notes, but thanks for listening. If you like it, stick the thumb up, like it, subscribe it, share it. Send us an email. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening. We just appreciate you. So that's all for now, and we will speak to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.